good girl. Love the mess, I watch the swirl of smoke from candles burning. While Mary looked up yearning, I got confirmed and I confessed. I really felt that I was blessed. Plus I love my uniform, so did the boy who lived next door. But something changed when I became of age, and all those things I thought were true, someday I'd break the big taboo.
And this is Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. I'm Doubter 5. I'm trying to get those levels set. So one moment, please. This is WOZO 103.9 LPFM live in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour, and I'm Doubter 5, Larry Rhodes, and I'm here with Wombat. Are you there, Wombat?
The Wombat's here!
Hey, your volume's a little low. Let me see if I can crank that up a little bit.
Hey!
That's better. That's better. Okay.
I'm still here.
Very good. Great. This is a live atheist call-in radio show, and we'll be talking about atheism, free thought, rational thought, humanism, and the sciences. Conversely, we'll also talk about religion, religious faiths, gods, holy books, and superstition. And despite what Steve Martin would have you think, there are an awful lot of atheist songs out there, and you'll hear some of them right here on this program and generally on this station, as they are in rotation. We'll also be talking about atheist and rationalist groups that exist here in Knoxville and how you can connect with them. Also, did you know that there was an atheist call-in television show here broadcasting in Knoxville, and it has been broadcasting for almost 7 years? Do you know that, Wombat?
I knew it. It has tap dancing, and there's like free soda that comes at the end, and it's like,
No,
like
I don't
like
think that.
Right?
I don't think that's no. It. But we'll tell you a little more about it, how to listen to it, and maybe even interact with it. And if you're in the mood or in the want-tos, you can always become a co-host or a guest on the shows. This is a call-in radio show, by the way. This is Digital Free Thought Radio Hour, and you can call and talk to us during the show and interact with us, have a conversation at 865-333-5937. 865-333-5937. And Wombat, we talked about a topic a little earlier in the week. Is that something that you wanted to go into on the air? Or was that just for a conversation at the time?
No. Let's go into it. The weird thing is, I got a first job in Kentucky, and it's a real job. It's my first real job, if you want it.
Yeah.
And because of that, I have the opportunity of actually signing up for a retirement plan, a 401k, and I was really excited about that because I was learning a lot of things that I didn't really know about, including how to like allocate a portfolio for my future retirement. In order to do that, you have to understand how stocks work, how bonds work, how mutual funds work. And I was inundated with this list, this giant list of different things that I can invest in. And I had no idea what was good from what was bad. I literally had thousands upon thousands of options of which stocks I'm going to put my money into. My money's important to me. I need that, especially if I'm going to have to rely on it when I retire. So I'm looking at these lists and I'm thinking, okay, I need to figure out how to parse the good stocks and the good bonds apart from the ones that I don't trust very much or the ones I have very low confidence in.
Right.
And I realized as I was doing this, I was going through the same steps I would have had if I was dealing with a theologian or like various different churches or people with different religious beliefs, because I'm put in a situation where there's these claims that are made. If you give us this money, we're going to have great returns for you. I'm like, oh, wow, that's great. How much? What's your record history? What is your current profits to earning ratio? Do you have dividends? Is this something that's going to be taxed before or after payment? Like, I have questions that be asked immediately after. And I find, like, if I was dealing with churches, if I was dealing with multiple different kinds of religious organizations, I don't think the average person asked themselves the questions that I would have asked when it was with my money. And so for the show topic today, I want to say, let's put our money where our faith is, or money where our faith is, and invest in the right God. A good place to start, for example, is at the end of every show, you keep saying, hey, don't worry about it. Everyone's going to somebody else's hell.
Some other religion tells, right. True.
Right. Which hell is the worst? Maybe right. You want to stay away from the absolute right. Worst hell.
Right. Or
maybe there's some hells that are better.
Or maybe go to the best heaven. Heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about heaven is,
even
if you read
the
Bible, it's a very sketchy description of what heaven is. And what's supposedly, like, you're there and you're singing praises to God all the time. Heck, you can't even stand 2 hours in church on a Sunday but without getting bored and restless and get out of there. How can you imagine doing it 24/7 for billions of years?
The rapture sounds more interesting than the eternal life with God part, if
right.
That sounds fair. Because rapture, you got wars, there's dragons, there's things flying part, people dying, incredible feats of incredible epicness. But then after you win, it's praise God, praise God, for eternity, praise God.
Yep.
At a certain point, you kind of get tired of that.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
You either that or you
can
brave?
You not even pursue a hobby, I wonder? You know, learn how to play an instrument or something? Yeah. And,
true.
And
marriage, well, maybe a little harp.
Your marriage is death to your part, so you're not even married when you get to heaven. If, you know, some people
yeah,
would say that's a good
too.
Thing. But
I also think being... So how? What do you do if you're in a situation where... And this may not apply to everybody, but maybe you don't get along very well with your family. Maybe there was like some heated things that happened and you're happy and you're much healthier apart from them. Could you imagine staying with them forever? Like, is that going to be awkward knowing that you're in a place forever? You're going to eventually meet your family. There's no way you can avoid it if you have infinite time that you're going to be in the same place. It's going to happen, and it's going to be awkward. It'll be like, hey, Kevin, we haven't seen each other in the last 45,000 years. How you been? Oh, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, Julia Sweeney did a one-woman show where these Mormon kids came to the door and wanted to talk to her about the message they had from God for her. And one of the things that was their selling point was to tell her that you would be able to go to heaven and spend eternity with your family. She said, oh, with my family? That wouldn't work too well for me. And how many other people are in that type of situation? They would rather spend eternity with their friends than they would with their family.
Sure.
Yeah, these are the people they picked out.
Exactly. I really don't mean it in a bad way, but like, you get to choose who you want to be with. Your family are the people who you're born with.
Uh-huh.
You might be able to make better choices in a weird way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, how far back can you really go? Or how about this? So let's say there's a concert and say, hey, you know, it's great that you can see all these people who like lived and that you never got a chance, or lived and died, but you never got a chance to see them, assuming they go to heaven. Let's assume like all the, your favorite artists go to heaven. How many times can you see a Bon Jovi concert? Like maybe 15 times before it gets old, 37 times, 14,000 times before it kind of gets old. You're like, okay, we've been in eternity for 500,000 years. Are we going to go see Bon Jovi again? No, we saw that last century.
Yeah.
We got tired of them already.
That's true. Besides Bon Jovi probably in hell. I mean,
so wow, that's judgmental.
Yeah.
You don't know them. You can't. You're not allowed to judge.
Yeah. Well, there's a joke that goes around. It says, you know, most engineers go to heaven. You know, but in this one instance, you know, they made a mistake and they sent this engineer to hell. Well, he gets down there and he finds it's really hot, so he looks around and finds a way of setting up a cooling system. And he finds that, you know, they're very uncomfortable with humidity, so he sets up a dehumidifier. And he makes all these improvements and stuff, and then finally Evan catches up with their mistake, and they run down there and say, you know, we need to get that engineer back. And the devil says, no, you can't have him. He's making it really nice down here for him. He says, well, I will get him back. I'll sue. And the devil says, and where are you going to find a lawyer? So
that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
that's,
all
that's
them are down
that's
there.
That's a silly joke.
Yeah.
So speaking of heaven, I think we transitioned pretty well into this.
Yeah.
Why should we be afraid of? So, like, we found reasons why we should. Why maybe heaven, in the Christian sense, mm-hmm. isn't maybe the best investment,
mm-hmm.
but why should we, if we were going to invest in Christianity, wouldn't it be because hell's really, really bad? Like, is there any saving graces of, like, going to the biblical version of hell?
I wouldn't think so. But, I mean, there are
no?
How many millions, how many thousands of religions out there that have an afterlife, and how many of those have hells? And, you know, you can't avoid them all. I mean, if you decide one religion, all the other religions are going to say, well, you're going to our hell. You know, you may be going to one religion, you may avoiding one hell, but you're still got, you know, a chance of going to 10,000 other hells. It's the
and
time,
we're going to talk about them.
The time to
worry
about
get into
it
them.
Is when they actually prove that souls exist. I mean, everything
Why
else
do
in
you
the
need
world,
a soul to
everything else in the world,
so
when it dies, we don't have any trouble at all. Thinking that, well, that's it for them, you know, dogs or cats or even apes, elephants, you know, when they die, well, they die, they rot, but not us. We humans, we live forever, we have to. How could there possibly be a world without me in it? And it's just egotistical.
I got some pet peeves with that statement. First of all, there are some people who think they're in hell right now.
Yeah.
And they not even believe in souls.
Yeah.
They might be.
A type of hell, but certainly not a supernatural one or an afterlife type of hell.
So I think the time to start believing in hell is when there's proof that hell exists, not even when a soul exists. Like, you got to prove to me that this thing that you're talking about exists in the first place.
Sure. I mean, there's all kinds of problems, all kinds of holes in that whole scenario. If somebody says, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, your soul will spend eternity in hell. Well, that's, I mean, because of sin. There are about five things in that statement that have never been proven to be true. The Christ, heaven, hell, sin, souls, all of that is just pure claims by the church in order to keep you in the pew and keep you tithing.
Sure, it's ultimately a fear tactic to keep you faithful. But I will say this, assuming that the Christian hell is a place, or we're referring to it, you know, tongue-in-cheekly, my whole conceit is, you know, if I get sent to hell, I would imagine other people who are like me will also be sent to hell. And if that's the case, I'm totally fine, because I feel like the people who are like me are at least as honest about trying to find truth as I am. I would rather spend an eternity with them than people who completely guessed on a wild gamble that this God, from this time period's interpretation of this version of the Abrahamic religion, this version from this particular Bible, was correct, and then they go in to heaven. I wouldn't want to spend any time with them. They might be all grammar Nazis.
Right.
They might be terrible people at the core who just happen to believe in God, and that was enough to get them through, and God doesn't care whether or not they think rationally or actually good people, but just had faith in them and did their right prayers or whatever, and they got through the gate.
Right.
I'd rather be in a place where I know that I myself, I'm being punished for consequences that I chose, and I'm around like-minded individuals. Even if we suffer for all of eternity, I would say, hey, you know, eventually, in an eternity, I will get used to it. Like, that is a 100% chance of me, with an infinite amount of time, getting used to whatever torture you give me. So I think at the end, it's literally one in, or it's infinity over one, or something like that.
Yeah.
It is an eventuality that no matter what you do to me, if I have an infinite amount of time, I'm going to get used to it. It's going to be one of the possible chances that occur.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
I mean, it doesn't take any time at all to realize that you're not going to die. I mean, from the torture.
Yeah. Like,
really,
what are you
going to
do to me? You can't kill me. The worst punishment they could actually do to me is to, like, wipe my brain completely and make me praise a God I wasn't convinced of in the first place.
Right.
So anything less than that is, I already know you can't hurt me there. I already know that you can't break, like, fundamental laws of logic. So I have comfort in the knowledge that, you know, certain things can be true and certain things are paradoxically untrue or like the logical absolutes that we discussed before.
Right.
It's nice to know that those things exist. And in a world where those things can be broken, anything can be broken. Like, I may not even exist as myself anymore. And I know I'm talking a bit abstract, but
right.
here's my concept.
Well, it's like a mother goes to heaven, you know, but one of her childs go to hell. How could she possibly be all happy and have eternal glee and happiness forever if she knows her child's in hell? And if God wipes her memory of her child, then it changes who she is, and
right.
then she's not the person that she was. So it's dumb.
When I rather have a brainwashed mom that mm-hmm. goes to heaven,
uh-huh.
or a mom that's okay with me going to hell.
Right.
There's no way that's possible. So she'll either go to hell as well. And if that's the case, we're all in the same pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some catharsis in knowing that, you know, heaven may only be for just one person, because it can only be perfect for one person. It can't be perfect for two. There's going to be just different preferences between two people unless their minds are wiped so that they only think one way.
Right.
It seems like hell doesn't seem as bad if you're with your friends and you have an infinite amount of time to get used to things. And like I said, I think the crowd in hell in certain circles might be a hell of a lot better than some of the people that you would meet in heaven any day of the week. I know that sounds crazy,
right.
but that's just how I feel about it a little
yeah.
bit. I would rather hang out at a bar than a congregation of people who are literally interpreting the Bible. That would really bother me.
Yeah. It bothers you here. Can you imagine how it would bother you for
24/7
for
eternity?
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
It would be like hell.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it would actually be. Getting back to what you were saying at the very beginning of the show, that people just don't put enough thought into the religion. They just, it's like I call it a end user license agreement. You just scroll to the bottom and sign off on it without reading it.
Ah.
You know,
that's true.
It's like a EULA. But they really do need to think about it, especially if they came to the religion through their family. In other words, if it was their mom's religion and their dad's religion and they never thought about it and they
right.
just started going to church with
right.
them and were brainwashed as a child, well, guess what? That's how your parents came along to that point, and their parents and their parents. It's time to break the cycle.
Sure.
It's time to think about what you're actually buying into. You know, even the concept of souls. If we could prove that humans don't have souls, and it's very likely that they don't, then how many religions out there would just go out the window? Even the reincarnation ones. It would be a moot point. They like to say that they have religions to teach us morals. But all you need for morals is empathy and compassion for your fellow man. That will take you 99% of the way to having a good set of morals. But what religions are basically dictates that throw good morals in there as a way of selling the religion to you so they can get control of everything else in your life. That's
sure.
my humble opinion.
But I'm also thinking about it as, also going back to the beginning of the show, that if I had one soul that was proven to me to exist, much like I have my paycheck, but a part of it will go to my 401k,
mm-hmm.
how do I make sure I'm investing in the best God investment?
Right.
I can say, hey, you know, the one that I was born in, that my mom raised me in, that's the one I'm going to go with. But that's like saying, hey, my mom has a retirement company with Bob's Retirement Company.
Mm-hmm.
I should also put my money in Bob's Retirement Company.
Sure.
No, maybe I have other options.
Yeah.
Maybe I can look and see around.
Yeah.
And if I'm really just going by where my soul will go for eternity after I die, there might be better options than just the Christianity heaven.
Uh-huh.
And in that case, mm-hmm. when will I start applying a metric in terms of saying,
right.
What am I getting out of this beyond the claim of whether or not it's true? Like,
right.
is it worthwhile for me to even do, like, the Holy Book's tenets to go to this place if I won't even like going to this place?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worthwhile for me to not eat shellfish, wear clothes of different fabrics,
and
hate
deny
gay people
who you are if
in
you're
order
gay.
To go?
Yeah.
Sure, deny a big part of your personal lifestyle just
mm-hmm.
to conform to, like, this one belief.
Right.
Maybe there's other options for you. And
well,
if you start looking at these other options, apply the same questions that you want to your own faith and
right.
see, is there a reason why you believe in this particular God, or is there something more attractive otherwise outside of your religion?
Yeah.
And then, least then you'd be using a standard.
Right. I like to ask people, what's your best reason for believing in God in your religion? And then the second question is, if I could disprove that reason and say, show you that it was false, would that convince you not to believe in your religion? And that's always, the answer is always no. No, I have 27 other reasons. Well, you could take them in order, I guess, and you could just debunk each one. But it's a whole network of beliefs that people have bought into throughout their lives. The Bible, their church friends, their church life, their family, the community that they belong to, just everything is, and some people's lives are built about the religion. One person who really handled that really well in a deconversion story is online. His name is Evidence 3, and you spell it EVID3NC3, Why I Am No Longer a Christian. And he has an hour and a half video that takes you from when he was a Bible-believing Christian and, one of the most faithful people you can imagine, through the process of walking out of the religion and becoming an atheist at the end. It's one of the most well-documented videos I've ever seen on it, and I highly recommend it.
I'll look that up.
Yeah, but he actually took the time to examine his beliefs. He had some help in an older man who was not really wanting him to take that journey, but he kept questioning and questioning and questioning until he finally just worked his way out of it, like most of us do, and most of us atheists, do. Most atheists, the listeners may not realize it, but most atheists are post-religion. In other words, we're not really good ground for evangelizing to. Don't come down to an atheist meeting and try to sway us over to religion, because we've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt.
How about this, though?
Mm-hmm.
I like to take this into an even sillier ground. I know we're getting close to the bottom, but what if we were to say, look at other religions that are have recognized religions to an extent, like the Flying Spaghetti Monster religion? Mm-hmm. When you go to their version of heaven, there's beer volcanoes, there's an endless amount of strippers. It seems like it's a party every day. There's pirates. You can do literally anything you want: skydiving, web shooting. It is the concept of heaven that most people have right now, in terms of I just want to fish forever and blah blah.
Right.
You can do that. Plus, there's explosions and amazing things and an endless amount of beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's no concept of heaven in Prosperianism. So even if you're bad, they will find a way to make you good, and it'll be made up for, and we can all just enjoy a grand paradise with each other. That seems to be a better investment with a soul than it would be for Christianity, where you get a harp, a cloud,
not only that, but we haven't even talked about the teachings of the religions yet. The teachings of Christianity basically are 10 commandments and the commandments to do this, and this. But there are other religions out there that have much better morals, much better teachings for daily lives, like Buddhism, Taoism, even Confucianism.
Sure.
has great moral teachings. It may be that to be a better person, you might want to try one of those religions if you don't want to get away from religion altogether. Anyway, we are down at the bottom of the hour. We probably need to take a break. Anything you want to throw out there before we do, though?
Oh, I totally agree with you. There is stepping stones to walking away from a much more prominent religion that you find yourself stuck in.
Right.
And definitely check those out. That's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. Just making the best investment with your soul possible.
Right. And this is the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour, broadcasting live from WOZO 103.9 LPFM right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're here every week. We've been doing this on Sunday. We've done it for about a year, over a year, I guess, on Sunday. And we're just now switching to Wednesday. So we will be here every week going forward, 7 o'clock. Set your dial. Remember the lock on your dial, and see us here every week. We do have another half hour of the show. We're going to play a song, one of the atheist songs that I mentioned earlier that Steve Martin would deny exists. And we'll be back with the second half of the show. Hang in there.
One day the sun is going to die. For us it means no more sunsets to the universe, just one less star in the sky. And almost all who ever lived have already died. Countless stories of love and war and hope and pain now silent play side by side. Yes, I understand that my whole life of an eye in the history of the earth, with each moment that goes by, but this moment that I am with you, it feels like time has stood still. It feels somehow like it matters, but it always will. In 1 billion years, the oceans will dry. While somehow life may continue, it will not be known to you and I. To think we are so important is an obvious crime. We know that we are specks on a tiny dot.
Digital Free Thought Radio Hour on Wozo 103.9 LPFM in Knoxville, Tennessee. Feel free to join in on the conversation at 865-333-5937. That's 865-333-5937. And now, back to the show. Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.
Simply the best.
Okay, we're back. One moment while I hook Wombat back up. I had to unhook him for a minute. Wombat, you there?
I'm here!
Yay! Let me talk a little bit about the free thought groups that are here in Knoxville. I know you're, the audience out there is waiting with bated breath, waiting to know how they can join an atheist group here in Knoxville. So let's start off with the Knoxville Atheists group. It's called the Atheist Society of Knoxville. They meet, well, let's just say it was founded 15 years ago and now has almost 700 members. You can find it online at www.knoxvilleatheists.com or .org, either one. And you can join them at their meetup near Westtown Mall. They meet for happy hour and food every Tuesday at West Hills Taps and Flats near Westtown. Everybody's welcome as long as you don't preach, proselytize, provoke, or punch. Thank you, Matt Dillahunty. Then there's the Rationalists of East Tennessee. They've been around even longer. They've been around more than 20 years. RET has biweekly presentations and discussions at the Pellissippi State Campus near Hardin Valley Road. They meet twice a month on the first and third Sundays at the Goins Administration Building Cafeteria Annex. If that sounds too complicated, just go on campus and follow the signs. Also, you can go to their website, therationalist.org, or just simply rationalist.org, and click on current events, and it will tell you all about it. There's also the Sunday Assembly, which started in England a couple of years ago and has spread around the world. It's a no-God church setting for those who have had enough of religion but still like the fellowship of a church-type gathering. They meet at the International Building, which is downtown near the fairgrounds, and they meet only once a month, which is the fourth Sunday of every month. There's also the Freedom from Religion Foundation, those nice people from Madison, Wisconsin, which protect your separation from church and state. They meet the third Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Earth Fair Turkey Creek location. You can go there. All guests are welcome, and you can come and either just watch or join. There's also a Secular Student Alliance, which has programs to give camaraderie and community to any free-thinking high school or college student who would like to be involved in the free thought movement or just find secular companionship in the Bible Belt. Heaven knows it's lonely here for us if you're not connected. If you have a community event and would like to have a public announcement be made on WOZO Radio, just create an MP3 to reflect that event and contact us via our website, wozoradio.com, to arrange for it to be played on in rotation. If you are listening to us on FM and it's getting weaker and weaker as you leave the downtown area, know that you can always listen to us online at wozoradio.com. Just go there and click Listen Now. And we're back to the show, the regular topics. Wombat, you want to take us away on that?
Sure. We're talking about how to make the best investment with your potential eternal future. Which God do you trust it with? Which kind of eternal paradise do you prefer over the other? Which claim do you believe to make the most important decision of your potential afterlife? and I'm basing this similar to what happened when I was trying to decide how to make my portfolio for my 401k or my retirement plan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to paint a scenario for you, if that's possible. Can I do that real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so here's the scenario. I have a product. It's in a box, okay? It's a product in a box. And I'm company A, and I'm telling you, this is the greatest product of all time. It's going to revolutionize technology. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. And we made it 100%. This is our product. Then, in a couple of seconds, another company comes into the room, company B, and their spokesman says, hey, don't listen to them. This is actually our product. We made it 100%. We're going to invest it. We're going to have a lot of profit coming in for us. You want to buy this from us. We are the best product around, and we're the best company to sell it. And 3 seconds later, another company comes in with the same spiel.
Uh-huh.
Each one of those companies claims that that product belongs to them, right? And you only have one batch of $1 billion. You have one. You have $1 billion paycheck, and you can only give it to one of those companies for that product.
Yeah.
Which one do you trust? What do you need to make the decision between all of those claims, because they can't all be true, and there's not even a possibility that one of them is true. There is that potential that maybe even all of them are.
And the only way you can find out is by dying. Makes it even more interesting.
The only way you can find out is by what?
Dying.
Oh, I or giving away your check. If I gave away $1 billion to the wrong person, I wouldn't be dead.
No,
no.
Oh, in the scenario that I believe you're building, comparing it to religion, there is no way to test it. You cannot test it even by giving them your money. It's unfalsifiable and untestable.
So is there... Well, you say it's unfalsifiable.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I can still look at this box and I can come up with what is the best thing for me to do at this moment. Should I maybe not invest in this time until I have better information?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an option for me?
Works for me.
I think that's a good point. And I think maybe that's where the position that we're coming from. in that we don't have enough information to know which company to give our money to.
Yeah.
And we do agree that our money is valuable. I think us as well as Christians agree that, you know, who we are is valuable, how we treat people is valuable, and whatever happens to us, whether we know about it or not, or whether we're confident about it or not, could be important to us. And the whole concept is, do we have enough information to make a rational choice on which God to invest in? And I don't think we have that information right now. What about you? Do you think we do?
No, I don't think anybody can. I'm a militant agnostic. I don't know, and you don't either. So, no, I don't think there's any way you can. However, you can test them as, like we were talking about a little earlier about Taoism and Buddhism, Confucianism. There are religions out there that have demonstrable results from following the religion. In other words, you live a better life. You are kinder to your fellow man. You form more salient communities. There are things that are testable in this life, but that doesn't necessarily, or for me at all, doesn't mean that you should accept any supernatural claims. You should do it on the results that you can see manifesting in this world.
Do you think that it's possible that someone could have an experience in their lifetime, maybe a potential going to the hospital because they had a moment where they passed away, and then they're able to come back and they had like a near-death experience of some sort, and they're able to say, hey, you know what? I did find out that Company A was telling the truth, or that God was telling me the truth, because I saw those pearly gates myself. I can tell you everything you want to know about them if you just read my book.
Well, no, I personally I wouldn't. But at the same time,
why not? That's all the proof that you need. Now you have someone who knows.
Well, for one thing, when you're dying, your brain is not functioning at its optimal capacity or optimal methods, I guess. It's losing oxygen. It's malfunctioning. It's misfiring. Basically, you're no telling what you're going to see. But I'll tell you one thing: Buddhists don't see Jesus. Christians don't see Muhammad. You don't see the elephant god of Hindus if you don't worship it. But the images that are there in your mind are the ones that come up. It's like a memory comes to the surface when you're having a near-death experience. And they have been tested. There are people who have said they can leave their body, and they've been tested. What they do is they say, you can leave your body, you can float above your body. Yeah. So what they do is they write something on a piece of paper and put it on top of the cabinet and put the guy under and let him, do what he's going to do. And when he comes back, he can never tell them what was written on that piece of paper. There are ways of testing these claims. James Randi is very good at testing these claims. He put up $1 million reward for the people who could prove any supernatural claim. Nobody has ever been able to do it in a laboratory situation.
James Randi Foundation.
Dr. James Randi.
I hope that guy lives pretty well.
Right.
So how about this? So Company A, they said that they had a customer that had a near-death experience and proved that they were, in fact, the company that made that product in a box that you had that check for. And I guess if you aren't convinced by what they say, we can move on to Company B. Company B has the thing that might switch your mind completely. They have this guy who's capable of knowing this other person who has reportedly healed people from disease. He could also send an email to the CEO, and if he needed a car payment, he would get a check in the mail exactly for the car payment. All these miraculous things are happening to Company B. Like, all the people are going well. There's people who needed jobs, they're getting jobs. There's people who are sick, they're getting well. There's people who wanted a call from their sons and daughters, and they're getting the call. It seems like all your dreams come true with Company B. Why don't you subscribe to Company B? It seems like all those amazing things are happening to them.
All of those things can happen, I guess, in a show. It's showmanship. How many times have we found that faith healers are nothing but scam artists? Peter Popov was found out by James Randi himself. It turns out he had somebody who was out there talking to people. He was a psychic, theoretically, a mind reader. And he had assistants out there talking to people, and he had a radio embedded in his ear. And, you know, they were feeding him the answers. And James Randi brought a radio receiver and tuned in, you know, scanned the channels until he found it and exposed him. I mean, these are all claims. All of these are just claims. And until you can actually prove it. Now, also, you were saying that there are people who feel Christ move in them or feel the Holy Ghost move in them. That needs a proper interpretation is what I'm saying. You know, you go to a movie and poor old Yeller dies at the end. You are emotionally charged moved, and the music swells, and all of it is choreographed to have you crying at the end. Well, they do the same thing in church. It's called spiritual manipulation. That up. Go to Google and look it up, spiritual manipulation, and you'll find out how they choreograph these church sermons to bring you to a peak of emotion at the time when it's most enriching for them, before they pass the plate.
Really, it's just emotional manipulation because they would have to demonstrate the spirit.
Right.
But how about this? I think you're short-selling Company B. Look, everyone in every single worker in Company B, they are using that product in the box that they claim they made to be better people. They're helping people. They're going out. They're like walking the old ladies across the street. They feel fulfilled. They're treating people, knowing the consequences of their actions, and they're volunteering at soup kitchens. They're helping the poor.
Yeah.
How can you not say that Company B made that product when all of their workers are such great people?
Yeah,
how dare you?
The proof is in the works, is what you're saying. But here's the thing. You can do all of that without religion. You can do all of that without supernatural beliefs. You don't have to have a religion to do that. People do them all the time, and they're not trying to convert you to their religion. There are so many times when these religious organizations go out to soup kitchens and hospitals and have psychiatric sessions with them, because they catch people at a low point in their life when they're open to suggestion that they may have the answer. And it's not hardly altruistic when we're out there doing that and able to get more converts to sit in your pews and to feed you money. I know that some people think that, some people profess, and some people, I guess, do things like that, altruistic things, because the Bible tells them to, or Jesus told them to. But you don't need that kind. You don't have to have a God telling you to do that stuff. All you have to have is compassion and empathy for your fellow man. That will take you there.
Is what you're saying then that Company B might have great workers, but it doesn't necessarily mean that because they have great workers that what they're claiming is true?
Yeah.
They could just have really great workers, but their overall conclusion that they made the product or the box that's in front of you may not necessarily be a correlation between the two, and you still don't have enough information.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're making claims not only on your money, but your time and your dedication, your life, basically, and the control of it. Some churches will want to control everything about you, even down to the way you dress. Think about the price that you're having to pay for your religion. It can be extremely high.
Want to talk about prices?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, look. So here's Company C, okay? Mm-hmm. They're all wearing tuxedos, or not tuxedos, like very, very expensive suits. I won't say for which country. I'm not big into stereotypes. But they're going to make you an offer that you can't refuse, okay? Listen to this.
Yeah.
All right, look. You have a really, really nice $1 billion check in front of you. You probably have a nice car. It would be a shame if something happened to
you. Right.
Check this out. Listen, I'm not telling you who to choose, all right? Mm-hmm. Look, but here's the thing. We both know Company C made that product. You know it, and you can't deny it. You were born knowing that it was true. And if you choose to deny it, you're going to make company C very angry, all right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling you for your own good. This is only for your own good
right.
because you know better. You should just give your money to company C. Don't listen to any other losers around you.
Yeah.
Give your money to C.
Don't want
to
make them angry.
Don't worry about anything else.
Yeah.
You don't want to make them angry because, listen, I'm doing everything I can to keep you safe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm willing to die for you. I'm letting you know that. This is a favor from me to you, and I'm from company C. I'm letting you know as a spokesperson.
Yeah.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, literally, to keep you safe and your money safe. Just go with C. Don't worry about it.
Right. It'd be
what's the problem there?
It'd be it's a nice soul you got there.
Be
a shame something happened to it. Right. He's like
a
Don.
What's the problem? That seems like a great business proposition.
Well, people get made that kind of offer in their lives, and there's really not much they can do about it. But the thing about it is, you would have to know that person has power to follow up on those claims. People in religion have no way of ascertaining whether the what they're being told is true. You know, they say, you know, if you don't join our religion, you're going to hell. Well, this guy over here is and he's a Catholic, not a Protestant, and he says the same thing. And the Muslim is telling me the same thing. And they're all telling me that I've got to have faith to believe what they are telling me is true. And you're telling me the same thing. So faith basically means I've got to suspend judgment, suspend non-belief, and believe anyway. No, thank you. I'd rather use my mind and consider the consequences on things that I know about. But anyway.
But what about the possible bad things that might happen to you, though?
But it's not to you. It's to your soul. And your soul, you have no way of knowing if it even exists. And you don't know, you know, you get six different religions in the room and they're all vying for the same soul. And how do you choose one over the other when the others are going to say you're going to hell too? I mean, everybody's going to somebody else's hell, which is my sign off line.
But the time to worry
about it is when we know that there's a hell and we know that there's a soul. And neither one has ever been proven.
But don't you know that company C, you know, made that box? Don't you know that like a God exists? You know it.
No,
you
I don't.
You can't deny that you don't know it.
And if you do deny it,
are you angry? Why are you angry at company C? You're always so angry. It makes no sense. Just be happy and understand that you have this beneficial gift given to you.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're so angry all the time.
Right. And that's what you hear from religious folks, you know. Why are you atheists so angry? Well, there's very good reason for atheists to be angry. If you don't believe it, look up. You know where I'm going
angry,
with it. You know where I'm going with it.
Some of us are angry, but I'm all right. I'm pretty cool.
Who was it that had that blog article out there? It was called 50 Reasons Why Atheists Have Every Right to Be Angry.
Sure.
Greta Christina. If you're a listener and you want to learn more about it, look up or Google Greta Christina. And she's even actually made a book of it and expanded on it to about 100 reasons. So it's very good reading, and it will be very enlightening if you're not familiar with why atheists have a hard time with the religious right doing their thing in the country that they love. One thing I wanted to talk about, we haven't talked about the TV show. We mentioned it first in the hour, but we didn't come back to it. So I'd like to say just a minute, take a minute to talk about the Knoxville Atheists and Rationalists call-in TV show. ASK and RET sponsor this TV show. It's called Free Thought Forum. You can see it every Tuesday between 5 and 6 on Comcast Channel 12 or Charter Channel 192. That's Comcast Channel 12 or Charter 192. Or you can always watch it streaming online at ctvknox.org. And somebody has been recording these things and putting them up on YouTube. And you can find archives of these shows on YouTube. Just search for three words, Free Thought Forum Knoxville. Free Thought is one word. And if you're interested in becoming involved with the show or even this radio show, just come to an Ask Meetup. That's every Tuesday at Flats and Taps for happy hour. Or go to an RET meeting down at Pellissippi State Campus and talk to us about it. You could be our next TV co-host or guest, or radio co-host or guest. So come to it when you can. No pressure at all. And this is, I haven't mentioned it lately, we're broadcasting live on WOZO Radio. That's WOZO 103.9 LPFM here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So, getting back to the subject, we have about another 6 minutes we can talk about it. Where did we leave off?
Sure. We're talking about what's the best place to invest your soul in. What's the best God to trust? What company makes the best, or company slash religion, mm-hmm. makes the best sales pitch to you? Yeah. And if you don't have enough information, if it determines, I mean, we basically listen to a lot of different companies. We talk about most people who have listened to the show might have already picked a God. We talked about mm-hmm. how great that heaven actually is, how actually bad that hell might actually be. Mm-hmm. And we found maybe the hell's not as bad as we think. Maybe heaven's not as great as we think, at least in the Christian sense.
Right.
Went through a variety of different mm-hmm. other companies and went through some basic claims that people tend to fall into when they ultimately pick
what are the options that souls don't even exist. I mean, nobody's ever proven a soul exists. Even the Dr. McDougall's experiment, that was inconclusive.
If you are convinced that a soul exists, where is the best place to invest that, and do you have enough information to make that investment?
And why would
I don't have $1 million?
Yeah.
I don't have $1 million, but I do. If I did, which may happen if I'm lucky one day,
uh-huh.
I would have to make the choice of how will I invest that money? Will I put it in a underneath my mattress, or will I put it in places where I can accrue interest?
Mm-hmm.
And if I pick interest, what companies do I trust, and how am I willing to parse them from bad companies? How can I separate good claims from bad claims, good research from bad research? I need to be able to ask those questions if I want to make one of the most important decisions of my life, which is what do I do with my future,
mm-hmm.
My financial future, or my spiritual future.
Yeah.
So it's the same concept. Just ask some questions and be willing to get some hard answers and think.
Think about it.
True.
You know, so many people sign at the bottom and sign off on the Bible without reading it. Most Christians have not read the Bible. Matter of fact, some people read the Bible and become atheists simply because of that. It's not a good book. But anyway, the thing that you need to do is think. Think about not only the beliefs that you have, examine them and find out what the costs are. Not only in your money and your time, but your life, huh?
Sure. If I can modify what you're saying, it's not just about thinking. It's about thinking critically.
Right.
And it's a big difference between the two. Mm-hmm. One feels like you're doing the other, but it's really not.
Right.
Thinking critically is being willing to ask yourself questions you may not know the answer to,
mm-hmm.
just to find out what is the reason that you're trying to what's the conclusion that you've come to, and how did you come to that conclusion?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And is that method that you use to get to that conclusion reliable? That's your critical thinking process. Am I using good reasons to get to where I'm ultimately trying to get to? I don't care about your conclusion. You can think about any conclusion you want. You can be convinced that a God exists. But the critical thinking aspect is, do I have good reasons for why I believe in a God? And that's the real testament of whether or not you're willing to take your faith seriously, because it determines whether or not you care if your beliefs are true or not.
Right.
And if you can think critically about why you believe something, then I don't care what your conclusion is, because I want to hear the fruits of your labor,
mm-hmm.
because ultimately it might help convince us as well.
Right.
And I think that's worthwhile.
If you come up with a good reason for your beliefs, I want to hear those reasons. They may be good reasons to me too. But so far, the only ones I heard have not been very good. I grew up in a Christian home, and a lot of the reasons I thought that I had then for believing turned out later to be not so good, basically built on sand. Once I started thinking about them, and that's the thing, a lot of people don't think about them, and they don't think about the costs. Well, we're getting down to the bottom of the top of the hour. The final words?
I like actuality over spirituality.
Actuality over, I like that. That's good.
Invest money. Make wise investments, ask yourself hard questions, and don't be afraid to make mistakes along the way.
Right. And this is Larry Rhodes, Doubter 5, signing off. Remember, everybody's going to somebody else's hell. The time to worry about it is when they prove that souls and hells exist. And we'll be here every Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock. We used to be on Sunday. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to do one this Sunday. But then we'll start coming back to Wednesday only, so we'll be here at 7. Mark your
Sounds
dial.
Good.
And we'll see you next week. Say bye.
Bye.
Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.